You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide.
I'm back with something important I wanted to talk about. Generally, I make a podcast if there's something I need to say or I feel I need to say based on somewhere where some SWOR members are getting stumped when they're out there taking on the anti-whites. And so far, you guys have been doing a fantastic job of it. This meme is spreading like wildfire. We're finally starting to see people using it. That's the reason the SPLC has tried getting a hold of some of the swarmers. They've tried getting a hold of Horace and a couple other swarm members that they've wanted to bother. And of course, the reason why is that they're getting to a point where they have to start confronting the message, but that becomes the ultimate role in gray goo. You know, and if they want to come out and try saying negative things about the people, saying the message, we just remind them, address what we're saying. Let's not resort to ad hom. Let's talk about what we have to say. You know, if they try coming out and saying, well, this message could lead to violence, we'd say that, you know, that we can't help who listens to a message. You know, and of course, crazy people are going to hear messages that people put out, too. Who's to say that someone who's black who commits a black-on-white crime hasn't heard something anti-white that you guys have put out? Now, let's be serious here and not try saying that we have to silence speech in order to prevent violence from happening when we're specifically saying we are nonviolent and don't want anything violent to happen. We happen to have a very, very strong stance on nonviolent and law-abiding. We don't break any laws. We are not interested in doing anything illegal or violent. We simply are using our right of freedom of speech to point out the genocide against our own people, and trying to say that crazy people might hear the message is just an attempt to silence the message. All opposition to the message has to come in the form of trying to oppress the message, trying to suppress it, and trying to prevent anyone from hearing it. And of course, they're going to want to try saying that it could lead to some sort of violence or something like that. But you could say that about any message that you want to oppress. Now let's address what happens to be in the message. Why are you justifying the genocide of my race? All right. Quite simple, point blank. But those are just a couple things I wanted to cover real quick here. And second of all, if you don't feel comfortable talking to media and you don't feel comfortable talking to an interviewer, especially one that might try digging for your personal information, you have the right not to comment to them whatsoever. You have every right not to speak to somebody who you think is going to attempt misquoting you or something like that. We don't have an obligation to speak to the media. We're already putting all our messages out there. You can just tell them, hey, just go listen to this. Go listen to Beefcake's Bootcamp. Go listen to WhiteRabbitRadio.net, and you know how I feel about anything. And I'm not interested in saying anything personal about myself, because this is about the message, not the messengers. You know, very simple. You don't have to speak to anyone who wants to interview you if you don't want to be interviewed. You know, if you got spouse and children or something like that, and you don't want them prying into your family's lives, you know what? You don't have to tell them about your family. You don't have to tell them who you are. You don't have to tell them anything. You don't even have to repeat the mantra to them if you don't want to speak to them. You know, I don't want to see anyone putting themselves out there in any way that makes them feel unsafe for them or their family. Remember, safety comes first. And so if you feel safer just, you know, putting out your YouTube videos and putting up comments in the comment sections, and you feel more comfortable on chat programs and on Facebook or on forums or wherever you can spread it, Twitter, Reddit, you know, 4chan, I don't care. If you feel safer doing it that way, there is no obligation to talk to the media. I want everyone here to know that, and I'm not going to hold it against anyone if they refuse to speak to the media, because, again, we're already putting our message out there, and in a way, if they're getting mims the word from us, then they have to sort of just focus on the message we're putting out. And again, anytime they try making a personal attack on you or any other SWOR member, just remember, we remind them this is about the message, not the messenger. All right. Now, speaking of the message, and here's the other thing that's more important I want to get into. This is one that some of our swarmers are getting stumped on a little bit, and that the anti-whites have been clinging to. And I was recently contacted by a very wascoy wabbit who is giving some anti-whites some hell on a chat until they ran into this little problem that the anti-whites have been liking to pull out. And it's not actually a problem if you if you think about it a little bit and remember what is the main modus operandi of white genocide. Now this little hurdle right here is the one where the anti-whites try pulling out statistics to try saying that we haven't seen a big population drop in white people. They'll try saying white genocide isn't happening because white populations are still the same. They'll attempt this one. Now, what we're going to do when they attempt this is we're going to point out a few different things because we have a few points we can make off of this. And again, they're justifying white genocide by saying it's okay to flood white countries with non-whites and prevent whites from having anywhere exclusive to live based on the fact that our population has not yet seen a massive drop. At the same time, we will also point out that one of their justifications for this is pointing out we have an aging population, and in every white country, there is a birth rate lower than that of replacement. And they'll try using this to both tell us we should just have more babies, when again, we're concerned about our long-term genetic survival, which doesn't need huge populations. What it needs is it needs genetic purity. It needs to be not mixed with something else. You know, we could lose half our population with a giant plague and recover it within a couple of generations without any problems. We could recover it within less than one generation, so long as we still are our own people. The modus operandi of white genocide is creating conditions intended to make interbreeding and intermarriage inevitable in such large amounts that it blends our gene pool out of existence so that in 1,000 years, there is no more us. There's a group of people that might have some of our genes left in them, but the genetic pattern, aka genotype, protected under international law, under the laws for the prevention and punishment of the crime of genocide, protects us from being blended out with anything too. And that means that the conditions being created are ones such as they would there are forced on us that would lead to enough interbreeding to destroy that genotype. That is why it's genocide. It's not about population drops. So that's evidence to a straw man argument. It doesn't make any difference. You could blend a group out of existence without dropping their population right away. And besides that, it's the anti-whites themselves telling us we have an aging population. The only reason so many of those white people haven't died off yet is because people are living longer. So you have a lot of very elderly white people who allowed this to happen to their own race, who happen to have simply not had enough kids, or at least their kids didn't have enough kids to replace themselves. And so we have a lot less young people than we have old people. So of course, their statistics are going to be skewed. In some cases, they're going to count whites moving around from one country to another country as white immigration. Moving whites around doesn't count. We point out what they say. We don't need to pull out statistics and numbers to show them necessarily. We can simply point out things that anti-whites already say. They say, well, one of the justifications for blending us out of existence or flooding all of our countries with non-whites is that we have an aging population with a low birth rate. And here now you're trying to tell us that it's okay to flood all white countries and only white countries with non-whites and to create conditions that would make enough intermarriage inevitable to blend us out of existence by telling us that we have not yet seen a massive population drop with our aging population. Is that what you're telling us? And justifying these conditions with our aging population as well. Again, you'll do anything to support white genocide, won't you? Anything to support these conditions that you know would blend my people out of existence. You get the gist of it. We point out what they're saying. And I'm going to try that one more time here again, so that you know so we get this right. So in other words, what you're saying is that since we haven't yet seen a major population drop with our aging population, it's okay to flood all white countries and only white countries with enough non-whites to blend our gene pool out of existence, and then justify these conditions with anything you can, such as our aging population. Again, you'll do anything to justify white genocide. You'll do anything to justify the conditions intended to destroy our race via forcing conditions on us that would lead to enough interbreeding to blend our people out of existence. That answers on those lines. Again, it doesn't have to be word for word, but it needs to hit those main key points. That's how we address it when they try saying white genocide isn't happening because we haven't seen a major population drop yet. You know, for genocide to be genocide, you don't have to point to it actually having already dropped the population. It's creating conditions that threaten the existence of a group. A lot of people have genocide confused with complete annihilation. You know, you don't have to actually kill anybody for something to be genocide. Genocide is the attempt to destroy a group, not necessarily the success of destroying that group. And so, you know, what we're pointing at is the conditions have been created. The conditions have been enforced on us. We don't have a choice. We were never given a vote on this. You know, whites, if whites were given a vote on immigration today and it was only whites being given the vote, they would say, stop, please stop. You know, there's never been a debate on these conditions. Nothing has been asked of whites at all besides our leaders who are traitors, who are self-hating anti-whites, who look white in the mirror but for some reason hate their own people. These are the people who have force conditions on their own people. You know, this is the first time in history that leadership of elites of any racial group have tried to wipe out their own people. You know, and they do that by creating conditions and enforcing those conditions that would make enough intermarriage and interbreeding inevitable, that would lead to enough interbreeding to destroy our gene pool and ensure that in 1,000 years there's nobody else left on Earth that looks like us anymore. And you can't justify that by saying, well, there hasn't been an immediate population drop with your aging population yet, therefore it's not genocide to create conditions that would destroy your people eventually. You know, and well, these conditions, we can just, well, yeah, sure, let's just keep those conditions going that would eventually destroy the white gene pool because of all the evil things whites did in history, and they have an aging population, so they need more immigration. You know, whatever it is, it's always an excuse to justify the conditions intended to destroy our gene pool. That happens to be the modus operandi of white genocide. You know, non-white crime happening to whites, that's terrible, but that's not the main method of white genocide going on right now, as it pertains to all white countries and only white countries. You know, the conditions that would reduce birth rates in our group. I mean, are there conditions that would reduce birth rates in our group directly? Oh, hell yeah. You know, white people are naturally family planners. They like to have enough financial security. They like to have a big enough home with enough rooms in it, a nice big backyard, and a golden retriever. You know, they maybe not exactly that. I'm not even sure what our natural state exactly is because we've been in an unnatural situation for a long time. For more on that, you can go ahead and ask Horace. But what Beefcake is telling you right here, right now, is that we know we have conditions that make it a lot harder for white folks to start families. But again, we're not going to get into that because that's a tailgating topic. That's not the things we're going to get into with a debate in front of an audience. I know we want to. There's definitely a desire to want to talk about how, you know, when non-whites get preferential hiring treatment, they get preferential admittance into the brainwashing camps, I mean universities. But of course, you have to go through the brainwashing camps in order to get the piece of paper to get the job so that you can get some money and go start a family. You know, and again, if the opponent wants to bring it up, you can use some of that maybe to segue it back to white genocide. But again, we need to keep this focused on the main method of white genocide. You know, again, it's not about the conditions intended to reduce birth within our group. Is that happening? Absolutely. It absolutely is happening. And we can point to evidence with that with anti-whiteism. That's the new one we're using. By the way, if you haven't heard me comment on that, I'm all for testing this one out. Anti-whiteism, you know, anything the opponent wants to bring up like that, you can refer to as anti-whiteism. Tie it to white genocide, and again, keep it on white genocide. But again, we want to keep hammering on the main method of white genocide. That's what we want to keep bringing everything back to. And again, you know, tailgating, avoid it. But if something comes up that you catch yourself accidentally grabbing on to one of these other topics that you've made a quick point on and you want to get it back to white genocide, you got to segue it back to white genocide via the main method of white genocide, which is the conditions being enforced on us that would lead to the destruction of our race via too much interbreeding with non-whites. Okay, that happens to be the In fact, I'll say that any interbreeding with non-whites is bad for us, okay? But it's when it happens on a massive scale that it completely threatens the existence of your race, and that's why it's genocide. And those conditions are forced on us, and whites were never given a vote on it. That is the main method of white genocide. We can survive everything else. We can survive all sorts of disasters. I guarantee you, even if you look at modern history, there have been all sorts of things that have made drastic drops in white populations. We can recover from any of that as long as we're still us. And the method of white genocide is to turn whites into non-whites via the interbreeding and intermarriage. And that's the conditions we're focusing on. We are going to avoid focusing on the conditions that would reduce births within our group. We point out what the anti-whites are saying to us when they want to point out the whole birth thing or the whole no population drop yet thing. We point out to them that other anti-whites use our aging population and the fact we have a birth rate lower than recruitment in order to support white genocide, in order to support the flooding of white countries and only white countries with non-whites, and forcing us to accept them in every aspect of our lives, forcing us to hire them at our businesses, forcing them into our government, you know, forcing us to share everything with non-whites. That's the forced integration. We point that out, and that this is intended to blend our group out of existence. It's not about immediate population drops, but we point out that they're well aware that we have an aging population and that just trying to say we don't because people are living longer than ever, or we could even say, you know, saying that white people have the technology to keep people alive for really long time periods into old age doesn't justify also saying that since we have an aging population, we need to accept all these non-whites into white countries and create conditions intended to blend us out of existence. That's what we're here to talk about, are those conditions intended to blend us out of existence. That's white genocide. It's not about immediate population drops. All right, so I think I've repeated myself enough on that one, and after listening to this, we've gotten that main point across. And we have a few different ways of addressing it. When they try pulling out that no immediate population drop has been seen, therefore it's not genocide, bullshit. You can go ahead and call them on that. You can even call that, that's bullshit, and you know it. You know, you're creating conditions that would blend our group out of existence. That's the problem. Not about immediate population drops or maintaining population levels. In fact, you'll use our falling birth rate to justify creating these conditions intended to blend us out of existence. There I go. I repeated myself again, even though I told myself I was done repeating myself. All right, troops, you've been doing excellent work. You have that shield and sword shined up a little bit after listening to me. I hope you're motivated to go out and use this on the anti-whites that are trying to say there's no white genocide because we haven't seen a huge population drop yet. Go give it to them. All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.